Welcome to today's deep dive. So imagine hiring a ghostwriter who doesn't just like your book, but actually edits it, designs the cover, and then publishes it while you sleep.
I mean, that sounds like an absolute dream scenario.
Right. Well, that is the massive leap we are exploring today. We're looking at the shift from standard AI chatbots to this new era of the agentic organization.
Yeah, our sources today are all focused on this concept of delegated intelligence.
Exactly, because using a normal chatbot is basically just having a really fast typewriter. But agentic AI is that completely autonomous ghostwriter executing the whole workflow for you.
And it fundamentally changes how a company operates. Instead of you doing the manual execution with some software helping out, the AI agent becomes the main executor.
Leaving you to just manage it.
Right. You ascend to the role of like an architect.
But wait, I have to ask. Throwing advanced AI at a broken, unstructured business process doesn't just magically fix it, right? I mean, layering agents over bad processes seems like it would just accelerate the chaos.
Oh, it absolutely does. That's why the shift is so tricky. Traditional automation is very rigid, but these new agentic systems are defined by three things: autonomy, goal orientation, and persistence.
So they just keep going until the job is done.
Exactly. If you give an agent a broad goal, like reconcile these monthly accounts, it autonomously breaks that down into subtasks. It prioritizes them and persists over days or even weeks.
Wow, so it actually remembers past interactions during that time.
Yeah, it does. And the business metrics are wild. The sources highlight a projected 171% return on investment and an 85% drop in complex review times.
Okay, but if agents are suddenly handling like 60 to 80% of routine work, aren't we just actively automating ourselves out of a job?
Well, the research actually frames it as an evolution, not an elimination. You don't disappear. You evolve into what they call an M-shaped supervisor.
M-shaped, like the letter M.
Right. So a traditional worker is T-shaped, meaning they have one deep area of expertise. But an M-shaped worker has multiple peaks of specialization.
Because they're suddenly overseeing this whole diverse squad of AI agents doing different jobs.
Precisely. You're orchestrating outcomes across various disciplines now.
But setting all these autonomous agents loose has to create a massive logistical headache. I mean, an agent is totally useless or even dangerous if it's running on bad data.
Yeah, that's the biggest risk.
So how do you package the instructions they need without just completely overwhelming them?
Well, that introduces this new discipline called context engineering. It's basically the practice of designing a highly structured, restricted kit of instructions for the AI.
Restricted, so you don't want to give it everything.
No, definitely not. If you feed an AI too much unstructured information, it suffers from context rot.
Context rot.
Yeah, its performance degrades because it just can't separate the signal from the noise anymore.
Okay, so it's like packing a specialized, lightweight survival kit for a hiker rather than making the AI carry the entire Library of Congress on its back.
That is a perfect analogy. And if you pack the wrong kit, say, snow gear for a desert hike, the AI gets confused and just halts.
Makes sense.
There's actually a great case study in the source. It's about a large botanical garden. They didn't just plug AI into their messy old IT
All
system.
right, that would be the chaos we talked about.
Exactly. So they use context engineering to give the agents very specific operational boundaries. They connected the agents directly to their physical point of sale hardware.
Oh, wow. So bridging the digital and physical?
Yeah. So instead of a human manually checking inventory when a plant was sold, the agent just autonomously monitored the data, recognized low stock, and cross-referenced shipping times.
Let me guess, it ordered the plants itself.
It did. It actively triggered the purchase orders on its own. It instantly eliminated all that manual friction.
Okay, but if the AI has its survival kit and it's hiking completely autonomously, how do we stop it from wandering off a cliff? Because the old safety net was always keeping a human in the loop, explicitly approving every single step.
But having a human in the loop creates severe bottlenecks and alert fatigue. I mean, if you have to approve every single purchase order for that botanical garden, you lose the whole advantage of machine speed.
Right, you're just a highly paid button pusher at that point.
Exactly. So the new architecture is human on the loop, HOTL.
On the loop, how is that different?
The AI runs entirely on its own, with automated safeguards blocking obvious policy violations. Humans only intervene for anomalies or really complex judgment calls.
That sounds risky, though. Actually, doesn't Gartner predict a massive failure rate for this stuff?
Yeah, they predict a 40% failure rate for these AI projects by 2027, but not because the tech breaks,
Then why?
because of behavioral drift. meaning the agent's logic gradually deviates from the original goal over time.
So, like, the agent might slowly start prioritizing the cheapest plant suppliers over the highest quality ones without anyone noticing.
Exactly. Simply because it learned to optimize for cost over time. That gradual deviation is the real danger.
But if we're only on the loop intervening during anomalies, it seems incredibly easy for us to get lazy and just blindly trust the AI.
Which is why companies are adopting chaos engineering.
Wait, chaos engineering?
Yeah. You deliberately inject fake anomalies or edge cases into the live system to stress test the AI's reasoning.
Oh, to keep the humans on their toes.
Right. It forces the human supervisors to stay vigilant and actively audit the agent's logic.
So if you're managing a team right now, your reality is shifting from reviewing your employees' work to essentially stress testing your AI's reasoning.
Yeah, it decouples your company's growth from human exhaustion. It empowers people to focus on the what and the why, the strategy, rather than the tedious how.
And it seems like employees actually like this. The sources show a surprising 79% of employees report a boost in curiosity when working with agentic AI.
Because that crushing administrative burden is finally lifted.
Which is great for you as a listener trying to scale revenue without just endlessly scaling headcount. But it does leave a really provocative thought to mull over.
What's that?
If our future value relies entirely on orchestrating an autonomous AI workforce rather than doing the manual tasks, how will the next generation of workers ever gain the foundational hands-on experience needed to know what a good outcome even looks like?
That's the big question.
I mean, if you've never written a single word yourself, how do you know if your ghostwriter is actually any good? Catch you next time.